This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hong Kong's anti-government protesters are refining their battle tactics as demonstrations stretch into the 10th week and police are responding with tougher action to clear the streets. Reuters' Eve Johnson reports.
Another weekend in Hong Kong ended in chaos. Anti-government protests here are now in their 10th week. Thousands of demonstrators turning out to clash with police in smoke-filled scenes that seem to be set on repeat. And the violence is only getting worse. On Sunday, demonstrators hurled at least two petrol bombs. Police say they injured an officer. Police have taken a tougher approach to clearing the streets, firing round after round of tear gas and charging protesters with batons. The day began peacefully enough with a scheduled rally in the city's Victoria Park. Demonstrators were expected to take their march east along a main road, but instead they went in the opposite direction. Protesters say they're making decisions on the fly as a strategy to stay a step ahead of police.
That's Reuters' Eve Johnson reporting. The latest round of talks between the Taliban and the United States on a deal to withdraw thousands of U.S. troops from Afghanistan has ended, and now both sides will consult with their leadership on the next steps. That's according to a Taliban spokesman Monday. The eighth round of talks in the Gulf Arab nation of Qatar concluded after midnight and was long and useful, according to a statement. Last week, another Taliban spokesman had said a deal was expected to follow this round as both sides seek an end to the nearly 18-year war. The acting U.S. Homeland Security Chief, Kevin McAleeland, is defending last week's immigration raids on food processing plants in the state of Mississippi. He told NBC's Meet the Press that the timing was unfortunate, coming just days after a gunman targeted and killed 22 Hispanics in a mass shooting in El Paso, Texas. He said 32 of the migrants arrested were released within an hour of their detention, 270 others within a day. This is VOA News. Jeffrey Epstein's apparent suicide leaves his victims feeling cheated and demanding answers. We get more from AP's Tim McGuire.
Billionaire Jeffrey Epstein's death while in federal custody in New York stuns his accusers, but they vow to press on. Attorney Spencer Kuvin represents one of the women. He tells Sky News.
She was shocked. Obviously, that something like this could occur under the Federal Bureau of Prisons watch.
Kuvin adding,
we find it very hard to believe that he would be allowed to commit suicide, especially when he was on suicide watch from just a few days ago.
Epstein was accused of orchestrating a sex trafficking ring for years and sexually abusing dozens of underage girls. Attorney General William Barr says he was appalled and is demanding an investigation by the FBI and the Justice Department's Inspector General's office. I'm Tim McGuire.
It's been a year since an Ebola outbreak started in the Democratic Republic of Congo in the eastern region, and since then 2,500 cases have been reported. More than 1,800 people have died. Now local faith leaders are taking the fight against the deadly virus into churches and other religious institutions.
The DRC's 10th Ebola outbreak was declared last August. Since then, more than 2,500 cases have been reported, with 1,800 deaths. But the message coming from the pulpit is that Ebola is not a death sentence.
If you are found to have been infected with Ebola in early stages, you can survive death. There are people who have been cured of Ebola.
Meanwhile, Congo's health ministry, partnering with the World Health Organization, has embarked on a vaccination program. Currently, the only people authorized to receive the vaccine are health workers and people who might have come in contact with other victims. Officials hope that preaching the gospel of good health can slow the advance of the deadly disease. For Auster Malivika in Goma, DRC, I'm Aida Issa, VOA News.
Two French charities pulled 81 Sudanese men from the waters of Libya Sunday, bringing the number of migrants they have rescued at sea since Friday to 211. A spokesman for the SOS Mediterranean told reporters that he expects more migrants to set out for Europe from Libya over the next few days because of good weather and the holiday, which means fewer police patrolling the beaches. A Spanish aid group Open Arms said it has picked up 160 migrants recently and appealed to European governments for permission to bring them to port. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Bet. best music. Today, the voice of America.